Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a brief at the Federal Court of Appeals in defense of marriage that is under attack in the state of Florida. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, as a result of the Supreme Court of the United States not taking five cases in October 2014, same-sex marriage began to spread around the country. There are still a number of states where same-sex marriage is not recognized. Florida is one of those states. In fact, in Florida, Anita and I, and the Liberty Counsel team, drafted the Florida Marriage Protection Amendment, and it was passed into the Constitution in 2008. Now, a state court judge and a federal court judge have ruled that that amendment is unconstitutional. It's at the Court of Appeals now, and Liberty Counsel recently filed our brief on this significant issue.
Yeah, and these rulings that we've seen across the country, they are judicial activism at their worst. I mean, even the only precedent that remains from the United States Supreme Court on this, Baker v. Nelson, took the Minnesota Supreme Court's ruling that marriage can be defined, as it's always been defined, as between a man and a woman, as the law of the land. That is the law of the land. The United States Supreme Court denied even hearing that case, which is just basically an affirmation on the merits, essentially, affirm the case on the merits. And so that is the law of the land. That is what the Supreme Court has held in the past, all the way back in the 1970s. So all of these courts that are just arbitrarily and capriciously overturning state marriage amendments, defending natural marriage, they are out of sync not only with reality, with natural law, but they're completely out of sync with the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has already been set.
They are. In fact, there was a recent case that came down out of what's called the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, a federal court of appeals, and it governs the Kentucky area up in that region. And it was the DeBoer versus Snyder case. And this federal court of appeals upheld the marriage laws that were being challenged there. And here's a great quote from the majority opinion in that case. Quote, "Of all the ways to resolve this question, one option is not available. A poll of the three judges on this panel, or for that matter, all federal judges, about whether gay marriage is a good idea," close quote. I think they got it right. This is not something for judges to decide in the back room of their chambers and come up with their own ideological view. I mean, if they're going to review the Constitution, that's one thing, because there's obviously no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Put another way, there's no constitutional impediment or prohibition against affirming, and I use the word affirming, marriage as the natural union of a man and a woman. It's just absurd to think otherwise, and this court got it right. So in this 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that governs Florida and Alabama and Georgia, that part of the southern part of the country, this Florida case is now up before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Liberty Counsel filed a significant brief there at the Court of Appeals, and also at the 3rd District Court of Appeals, the state court. So simultaneously filed briefs in both the Federal Court of Appeals and the State Court of Appeals in defense of marriage. This is a critical issue. It's a battle that we cannot lose. We must not lose.
Yeah, Matt, you know, nearly all of our founding documents address the necessity of adhering to the laws of nature and nature's God. That's a quote from many of our founding documents. And, you know, included with that is the common law, recognizing what the common law has said. And the reality is that our founding fathers, all 13 colonies, had laws prohibiting what is at the very center of the idea of same-sex marriage, and that is sodomy. They had anti-sodomy laws. They could not have even conceptualized the ridiculous and oxymoronic notion of same-sex marriage, much less imagine that there's somehow a constitutional right for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman, things that are inherently absurd. I'm hoping the 11th Circuit will see the light, will actually follow the Constitution, follow our traditions in this nation, follow the laws of nature and nature's God, follow the common law, and follow suit with what the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and the wisdom and the legal precedent that they stood on in their fine decision.
Yes, no question. I hope as well that is true. That will set up a case to the United States Supreme Court, which I really don't have a lot of confidence in the people on the highest court to get everything, let alone this right. But at least it will continue this battle down the road. And I think one way or another, whether in the courts or in the court of public opinion, we will win this battle. This is a battle that ultimately is a culture-shifting component that will not only affect marriage, affect children in a negative way, affect individuals in a negative way, but also our freedom of speech. You know, one of the things that we put forth in our brief was among the legal arguments, we certainly set that forth, but we also talked about just material, research, data, results of research on the physical components of same-sex activity that you can get not from advocacy organizations, but from the Center for Disease Control, a governmental agency that talks about the very negative effects of same-sex relationships. And that's why from long ago, throughout history until most recently, same-sex activity called sodomy has been banned. It's been actually criminalized because of the terrible consequences in the immoral behavior that takes place with regard to that. It was called until recently a crime against nature. Why? Because it is against the natural use of men or women with regards to their sexuality. It was against nature. It was contrary to the natural created order. So now to turn something that was historically a crime against nature, against the natural created order, into a constitutional right is absolute absurdity.
Well, yeah, man, and this is an opinion that you're talking about here. This is empirical, quantifiable fact. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in fact, the Wall Street Journal just covered a recent study that they had, which indicates that 50% of all males who engage in same-sex behavior who identify as, quote, gay, will have HIV/AIDS by the time they're 50 years old. One half. And, you know, Scripture says the wages of sin is death. And that doesn't just necessarily mean, physical death, but it's emotional, spiritual, physical death that comes as a result of sin. It's tragic. We pray for those people who are caught up in this lifestyle, but we certainly don't build a counterfeit notion of marriage around sin.
No, in fact, no country in world history has adopted same-sex marriage as a policy. This is the first time ever, and it occurred in 2000 in the Netherlands with same-sex unions, and in the United States in 2004 with same-sex marriage in Massachusetts. So this is a recent phenomenon in world history, and it is a dangerous phenomenon because it not only will hurt marriage and family and children, but also it has a direct impact on our religious freedom. We see that in other places where it's come in, like Massachusetts, where the Catholic Charities had to stop doing adoptions and so forth. This is a cultural clash.
As you point out, Matt, you know, in the Netherlands and elsewhere where it's been around for at least a little while, where they can measure what's happening, it has watered down the institution of marriage to the point where marriage is basically meaningless. Marriage and family are meaningless in the Netherlands.
Yes, in fact, what you see there is people are no longer getting married. That has consequences for children in terms of their well-being. Children do best when they're raised with a mom and a dad, and it has economic consequences as well. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council and also support us financially. Every gift that you make between now and December 31 will be doubled. Your $50 becomes $100, and $100 becomes $200, and so forth. Go to lc.org or call us 800-671-1776. Again, call us toll-free or visit us online at lc.org. You can make an online credit card contribution. You can mail in your contribution, or you can call us for more information. Between now and the end of the year, every gift that you give to Liberty Council will be doubled as a result of a generous donor Every gift will be challenged. So we are challenging you right now to come forth with your gifts. And it's not just one gift. You can give multiple gifts between now and the end of the year. Every gift that comes in will be doubled to the Ministry of Liberty Council. Help us continue to advance this cause of advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. You can do that by going to lc.org or calling us toll-free, 800-671-1776. You can order some of our material for Christmas gifts. The Patriots Handbook is there, plus much more. All of that's available on the website at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.